Welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're glad to have you here again with us. Brother Freedom's here, and we're excited. God's Word is going to be opened up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please listen, because God's got some good things for you. And I don't know of any other place that you can find the things that the Lord has given to this particular website. I don't know why He's done it. We don't deserve anything. God deserves all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty touch on Brother Freedom. Thank you for your touch on the listeners. Bless them, Lord. Bless us all. I need your touch, too, and I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just come to you with a grateful heart, a heart of thanksgiving. Do we praise you, O God? We thank you that you're real. We thank you that you're forever faithful. And, Father, I'm so thankful that the skeptics might not believe, but you do great and manly exploits. And they need to open up their eyes. And if they can open their eyes just a little teeny bit, they'll see the great things that you've done. They see the great power, how you've come down on engines and supernaturally welded, almost did it all yourself, with a little bit of your servant's help, which I wasn't not much help. But I've seen you make a weld through high-grade steel and all these things, and looked like just like a inertia weld. And Lord, for everything that you do, Father, for the time that you filled that starting engine up with oil and how it runs better after that, never did run its life. And thank you for all the good things that you've done, and for all the people that you've touched. For Brother Clint's dad, thank you what you did for him in that hospital. Lord, I thank you how many times you've healed your servants, Father God, by the wonderful power from heaven. Lord, we just praise you. We're so excited this day because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And Lord, you know that I've been asked again to share my testimony again next Sunday. Well, I know exactly what I'm going to share. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. That's the only thing I got to share. That's the only thing I got to share. You're the joy. Your joy is my strength. Lord, I'm just sort of a low-key nobody, but with your spirit, we're more, you and me together, we do pretty good. Because when I'm so lacking, you're so powerful. You're so wonderful, what I can't do. And Lord, I just thank you that you've chosen me to do your will. Lord, I pray, glory to God. I pray that you put your people alive. All these people, they want to have power over the Spirit of God. They want to tell us, but they don't have no encounter with you. They don't have no fellowship with you. So I think what they have is just it's a say-so situation. They say they have, and it's a so situation. It's so gone without you, and you're real. Because everything you touch is mighty. Lord, you're mighty. You're mighty than the rain. You're mighty than the heavens. You're mighty than... There's nothing that competes with you, that compares with you, that you're gigantic. You're gigantic, invisible, that the world cannot see you, and you're everywhere. You shine like the stars. You shine. You shine in the street corners. You shine everywhere. Your power declares your beauty. The power declares your holiness. And where your spirit is, there is maximum liberty. And Lord, we praise you. We give you glory and praise because this is a day that I want to thank you. Lord, I want to praise you. And I want all these people that hear this, that I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, because you've been so wonderful. Brother Freedom is nothing. And Brother Freedom's not even a very good person. You're what's holy. And Lord, I thank you that you're real. And I thank you that you can take what's lacking within us. If we'll give ourselves to you, and you'll make us more than conquerors through Jesus, which loves us. Lord, the glory of God is real. Your power is here to touch your people in a mighty way. We pray you bring healing to hearts of your people this day. For those throughout the world today that are grasping for a glimpse of you, right now, touch them in a mighty way. Give them that strength they never had before. Give them that vision they've never had before. Give them that power that they never had before. Give them that joy that they never had before, that they might have a real wonderful experience in the wonderful name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, with that, we're going to go. I tell you, I'm so happy. I couldn't be any happier. You know, I had this stroke last winter, and boy, I was so happy. And I can remember back now, when I had this stroke, I was happy. I was happy, 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 happy. I was happy. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. Couldn't do nothing. But I can't explain to you, but I was ecstatically happy. My brother Clint remembers it. I was happy. Everybody else is bad. And I just prayed more. I was bumping over. So the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I tell you, when you have a stroke and the joy of the Lord is your strength, you got a good deal. You got more than greater healing than you than that stroke is. So we're more than conquerors. God delights in touching cases like I was. I was a misfit. I was a castaway. I was washed out. I was without hope. I was without aid. I was without nothing. And God supernaturally came down day by day for 5 days straight up on us, touched my hips one night. Oh, glory, glory, God. Touched my hand and could not even move it. It was well and solid. Could not even shake it. God says, reach your hand out. And it opened right up. And I praised God. And that was my bad hand. And God did supernatural. And then he told my shoulder wouldn't work. I couldn't raise my hands up. He touched that. 5 days, I think, straight. He's been doing continually one issue at a time. God is real. We're more than conquerors with him which loves us. You know, we think you might be a loser here on earth. Ha, ha, ha. You're never a loser. If you're living for the Lord, I don't care if you live in a shanty, if you don't have no food hardly, if you don't have no clothing hardly, and you got the Lord and the fullest, boy, you're richer than a millionaire because God cares. God will take care of you. His eye is over the righteous and his ear is over to the cry. He says, call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. Everywhere not so I would have told you, I go to prepare for you a place. And if I go to prepare for you a place, I will come back and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That's the bottom line. Jesus is coming back very soon, and we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. And it's going to mean there's no difference if you don't have much. If you exist with God's blessing, that's plenty. That's all we need. That's all. I have more than I can use. And I have nothing, but it's more than I use. I don't have my house. Most of them they enter into my wife's things. I don't have nothing. But I got everything. God takes care of me. Now, I may know this, but I'm going to tell it again. Rip was such a little blessing. He was just a little poodle. Shine like God, a wonderful gift. Betty, this wonderful little white poodle. And he was such a Rip. He was Mr. Mischievous. And I know my brother called him criminal. Because he was sort of that way. He was sort of, wouldn't go venture off like us Christians do sometimes, get in a little trouble. That was Rip. And one day, I heard the brakes go on. This girl screamed, and I walked out, right outside, and she says, guess I killed your little dog. I says, don't worry about it. I said, please don't let this bother you. I said, he's had a full life. The wife just passed away, so he's had a full life. Please don't. I said, don't worry. It was my fault. I should have let him out. I was the one. But he went out like he was sort of mischievous. Once in a while, he would get a little mischievous. That's what he did. So I went out there, and the little boy picked him up, put him in my arms. And on the way back in the house, it was just like God's spirit was so mighty on me. And I really didn't ask him. But God did it because he loved me. He said, well, he will not withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before me. I mean, his blood was coming out of his poor little mouth. Actually, his jaw was crushed a little bit. When he died here lately, a few weeks, I had to put him to sleep. But his jaw was still crooked, very crooked. Bless his little heart, I picked him up with, I think, a towel and carried him across the street. When I got to the house, I could feel the Holy Spirit just says feelings. And I could feel his body getting warm. By the time I got into the living room, Lord says, once you finish praying for him, I just prayed for him. He jumped on it. Lord says, pray for his jaw. And I prayed for his jaw. And that little dog lived, I don't know how long. I just heard a few weeks ago, I had him put to sleep. But God's so mindful of us. And just about 2 weeks later, I had another dog. I got dogs. Her name was Holly. And Holly's mischievous too. She's just like us Christians. She just likes to get out. She likes to, you know, do little slings on the sly. Likes to go over fences and all these things that that us people like to do too. We like to get by just as much. Does this offend anybody? You want to do just as much as you can get by with without getting caught? That's Holly. You understand? She's sort of that way. I still loved her. I understand how God loves us because I still love that old dog. Even though she just tormented me sometimes, she was more than I could really handle, but I knew she loved me. So I loved her. So I went with my brother. We went up to a Sunday night up in the hills and ways, and it was raining that night coming back, and it was raining, and I took my brother home, and I went home, and when I got home, I didn't see Holly. The Lord just told me, said, you better go look for her. So on the east side of my neighbor's, my fence, I seen where her chain was over the top of the fence. That's mischievous Holly. That's what she does. She just jumps over fences. But the chain got hung and hung her. And I presumed she was dead. So it was raining like everything. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to get her down out there and I'll drag her home. I couldn't have done it now, but at that time I was pretty good shape. And I drug her around. I got her just about within 20 foot of the back gate. And the Spirit of God says, why don't you pray for her? I said, what? I thought she's dead. So I had my flashlight in my hand, and she was just lifeless. And this is, so help me, this is true. I pointed that flashlight in her head, looked down at her, and I said, Holly, in Jesus' name, be healed. And she got right up, just like that. Now, she was a little bit shaky, but she got right up. I said, Holly, can you make it in that yard? She just followed me right in, right over her tail all the way in. But God did a supernatural miracle again. I've seen him do these kind of miracles time after time after time after time. Oh, hallelujah, joy of the Lord is my strength. He's my power. He's my witness. He is my everything. Now, we're going to get deeper. The Bible says in Psalms 100, Psalm. I'm going to read this and we're going to bring it, the Lord's going to use it. Make a joyful noise on the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise. You know how many times do people get out here and complain? Oh, God. They sort of grumble. I get amused as Christians. You know, every time they see a little trial, oh boy, they're down in the mully grubs and they're like they had last year's bread crop that got stale and they ate it. I see so many grumbling, complaining, squirming Christians. Need to go alive. Need to be on fire. Hey, they're the witness of God. Greater is he that's within you. He's with the world. And serve the Lord with gladness. Sir, does that speak to anybody out there? Are you glad when you serve the Lord? You should be exceeding glad. Boy, when I had this stroke, I was glad. I couldn't move, couldn't talk, but I was glad. And I'm still glad. My right leg coming here just a minute ago. I mean, it hurt so bad for a minute there. And I had to be very, but I'm glad. I don't care. It's just a little pain. I should be able to serve and do more than that for God. He says he will take care of me. He says all that live godly shall suffer persecution for Jesus' name, for Christ's sake. So we need to endure hardness as a good soldier. You are called as a soldier. And the soldier of the cross, you're to live righteously, holy, without blemish, walking into his presence, seeing the fullness, and there's no questions in your heart. You're totally on fire for God. You're not walking in lukewarm condition. You're not walking in a cold condition. You're walking on fire. Brother Freedom's on fire. Are you on fire today? You need to get on fire. You need to be alive. God's got a bunch of flakes. They're so flaky, they make me ashamed of them. I get around them and they make me feel like I'm... But we need to be ready. We need to be on fire. We need to be ready. We need to be walking, expecting things. I'm expecting things. I'm expecting him to come back maybe tonight. We need to be at expectation. He's coming. We believe it. If he doesn't, it's going to come tomorrow. And then we'll believe it tomorrow. We'll believe it the next day. I'm not going to let go what I have. I found a treasure that's so big, so wonderful, and I'm not going to let go. If any of you want to let go, please don't. Think what you're doing. Seek God. Call upon him. Make yourself real. Because you can make yourself real as you ask God. He will help you to obtain this blessing that God has for you, that He will restore you, bring you in life's pathway to where you can walk righteously and holy in the will of God, walking in His will and His freedom, and walking in the wholeness, the beauty of wholeness. What a wonderful journey that's given to the Christians. And most of the Christians don't accept it. Oh, come and see the glory, the wonderful excitement, the wonderful joy. The Lord is my strength. That great witness. How come, Sheila? You know, I'm going to go up Saturday night, Lord willing, to rescue mission. I see these people out of luck, out of life. But I can, as bad as it gets, they can still have Jesus. They can be rich because they're richer than a millionaire when they have Jesus in the heart. They can have His fullness. You can too. It's there available. You must reach out. Yeah, it's not going to be all peach and cream. My right leg, it hurts every day. Hallelujah. But I'm going to work just as hard or harder. If it hurts, whatever hurts, I'm going to keep going. And you must go on too. You can't stop at any obstacle that's before you. You got to go press. You must press through. You must press through the crowd. You must press in to see Jesus. You must press in to Him. You, nothing is going to detour you. You're going to press through the obstacles, through the disappointments. You know, life is full of disappointments. Life is full of problems. But what we have is we got, that's what we're to live here. We're to live in the disappointments. We're actually go through these schisms of troubles. They're there for a reason. The witness of God is within us is greater than what we face. Yeah, they're tremendously sometimes big, but God's greater. He's greater than the problem you might have, whatever it is. He's greater. He's greater than your cancer. He's greater than your heart trouble. He's greater than your blood pressure. He's greater. You may have to live with it, but He will make you adequate to live with it like He has me. And I tell you, He slipped me this last year, a year or so ago. I could walk and I didn't have to do that. But now I just have to say, Lord, help me. Lord, give me strength. Give me power. Help me to endure the pain. Help me to endure hardness as a good soldier. And I've had to back up a long ways. You know, I was like Job. You know, Job, he went through a situation I did too. Because the Bible says after we deem these for a season for a while, we don't have to go back through them. But I guess God seemed fit for me to go back through them. And I'm going to do the best I do. I'm not doing very good. I want you to know, but I'm doing. And it hurts. But God's real. We can't give up because of anything. If any schism, any whatever is bothering you, because God's bigger than whatever facing you. God's bigger than every temptation. He's bigger than every problem. He's bigger than every sickness. He's bigger than your finance problem. He is real. He is for you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eye is over the righteous and His ears over to the cry. I've got something here I'd like to read you because it's very special. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Know ye that He is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are sheep of His pastures, in His gates with thanksgiving, in His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him. Be thankful. That's what I wanted to zero in. And be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. The Lord says, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continue in my mouth. My soul shall make or boast, Lord. You know, anybody can get out here and grumble. Anybody can get out here and get unhappy? And most people do. But take a few saints to live righteously. And God expects us to be above our circumstances. You know, if you're looking at your circumstances long enough, you're going to fall. They get too big. They get too treacherous, so mean, so without caring. It'll take you down to devil's hell. But with it, you're going to be a more than conqueror through Jesus, which loves you. You can be a conqueror with God. You can walk in His counsel, in His direction, His power, His beauty of Jesus. You can walk in His wholeness. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's blessing. There's joy unspeakable, full of glory. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It is your strength also today. Grab on to that joy. Hang on to it. Get yourself into it. Hug it. Embrace it. Oh, come on, Sheila Dorigan. Did you know what? Where you got some soft Christians? We don't endure hardness as good soldiers. First thing, a little thing that hits us, where we cave in. So, well, I've had it. I'm not going to go no farther. And many of you don't even, when you get up in the morning, you don't pray. You don't pray in the Spirit. And then you wonder why you got a terrible day. You don't thank God. You know, you go all week too long, and you, she said, well, I'm sure complain. I wish I could get a better job. I wish I could do all these things. But many of you don't pray. You don't seek God. See, God wants to seek Him. We got to get in there and say, I seek you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I love you. I want you to bless me, but I want to be a blessing to you. I don't want to walk faithful. Because you're faithful, I want to be faithful also. Because you're love, I want love also. I want to have that love package in me that can love that one that's so distasteful, wicked, but I still have that love toward that person. I'll have that desire to witness to him, to see him being made whole, being willing that he'll be made healed in the name of Jesus. We need to have that fortitude, that power within us, that witness, the Spirit, that we have that compassion in our heart that we're always for the unlovable, the unholy, because God can do miracles. With your help, God can do miracles. That's what we are. We're like a system that just does a little bit and God does it over. We all we have to do is put our hand on it, basically, and He takes over. So He expects us to at least put our hand on it. Oh, Lord, that feels so good. Oh, I love you, Lord. We put our hands, the Spirit of God within us, we feel the tingling of the Holy Ghost go within our spirit. And this doesn't stop there. It goes through our mind, our being. We get saturated with great glory of God. We get great riches. We get great power. You couldn't be sick. You ought to be sick. Because the glory of God is real. It helps you. It enables you to walk upright before Him. But we need to be thankful. Be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy don't wear out. It's everlasting. You know these clothes that wear. You know, His love, His mercy is everlasting. Mercy endureth for all generations. That's what the next says. And His, the truth endureth to all generations. His love is magnificent. The 91st Psalms, I'm going to read something in it too because Glenn's writing with this. It says, because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him, and I will set Him on high because He hath known my name. Who come and see the devil? You know some of you out there, you haven't prayed the Spirit. Who come and see the devil? You haven't had that joy of the Lord. And Matt, I don't care who you skeptics are out there in life. You may say this is from the devil, but it's not from the devil. It is from God. And it'll set you free. It'll give you feet to dance. It'll put you empowered by the Spirit of God. And you'll walk in holiness. You need to start doing that spiritual. You know, I have to work out in gym because of my body. I'm having troubles. That's all the Lord says. I must learn, do it just like everybody else. For I work at it. When we get weak spiritually, we need to work on it. And that working on it is in the spirit world. We got to call upon God. We got to pray in the spirit. We got to contact God. We got to mean business with God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's our power. And then shall no evil fall befall thee, nor the plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Church, what's wrong with you? You've never paid the price. There's evil things coming into your dwelling, but there don't have to be. No evil shall befall thee, nor plague come thy dwelling, and for He shall give His angels charge of thee, keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up to thy hand, lest thou but even dash thy foot against the stone. Glory to God. And thou shalt tread upon the lion, the otter, and the young lion shall have trample on the foot. Because He hath set His love upon thee. This is us. Therefore, because I have set my love upon thee, I will set Him on high because He hath known my name. When we know the name of Christ, a little, you know, we can't even imagine Oh, come and see, look, the littlest that we don't have that much strength in ourselves, but if we'll just grasp it into God, God will multiply it like a trillion times. I mean, you're ending up as a trillion times. You gets you to my nothing. He gets worth something. So I ain't got nothing worthy to give, but he multiplies in such a magnification. Oh, glory to God. But there's a great offering, a great blessing, and it goes in the bank of heaven for Brother Freedom. I can lay up myself treasured upon heaven, where moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break and steal. Where my treasure is, there shall my heart be also. Where I break my heart to God, God allows me to have heavenly bank accounts, heavenly blessings. Oh, come and see the glory of God. This is a real service day. God's alive here. I'm so thankful that we have this service day, because we need to be thankful. We need to be praising. We need to be excited. So I see people that are not excited. I see Pentecostals. You know, I get ashamed of myself. I'm like a cheerleader. Cheer people on. They're not going to end it. Most of them don't even move. Smile a little bit, and that's about it. That's most people don't believe in the fullness of God. You know, that's what got me to where I am about 40, 50 years ago. And I had the trouble back then like I do now. And then they said, God's dead. It said all this thing. And I said, that's what I'm going to serve. I'm going to call upon God. I went for almost eight years praying, seeing God. And God came down a very powerful way, a very wonderful way. He put a call in my heart that's real. He called me for this hour. And we need to be equipped, ready. You need to be ready to say, you need to be partakers of God's blessing. You must furnish. He will furnish you with the good things. He will furnish you with a heavenly manna from out of heaven. He'll anoint you. He'll strengthen you. He'll give you a word that you never had before. He will give you length, longevity in his service. He'll give you longevity that's beyond any company that you ever worked for, any country you can work for. There's working for our God is greater than anyone that you can have a relationship with. God is real. And also, like my brother Freedom's time is getting close. When I go, I know where I'm going. It's going to be so wonderful. I'm about ready to check out. I've made up the front plans. I made it ready. Made my heart ready. We'll come and see. God's coming. And I think you need to be ready. You need that fire. You need what a privilege that God called. That I go to church and people are dead. They're dead. And that concerns me. That's the only part that concerns me, where people are. You're dead out there. You need it. That's why God put me to go through what I went through. You're having a spiritual stroke and you don't know it. Your eyes are blinded. You can't hear. You need to have a change of heart, a new direction. Oh, come and see that you'll have a revival of God's glory upon you. You'll come into his love with his power. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. Oh, kaha, my content, son of Oku. Ah, glory to God. And I will deliver him and honor him. You know, some of these people, I don't know about the honoring them. But I guess they need some honor. But long life, I'll pray for God to bless all of you out there. I really do. But you need to get on a fire, because God's coming back soon. You need to get on the train. The train's leaving. We're the train to heaven's gone. It's all been finished. Tracks are laid. Everything's ready. We need to take off. A supernatural, that's only take us a few seconds to go for here to the other part of the world, in the worlds. Probably going 200 trillion miles an hour. But that's about to start. And there's going to be a great wedding feast has been made right now. All the trimmings, all the delicate necessity, all the fine trimmings, all the fine attires. Boy, you're going to be clothed. If you're a bride of Christ, you're going to be fit with the finest clothing you've ever seen. It's beyond imagination. It's there waiting for you. It's there. It's there that you'll have. And that's before heaven. You're going to come back and get on the horses with Jesus, and you're going to ride down to Mount Olives, and God's going to do that country in there that comes against Israel, and we're going to be witnesses of that. And then we're going to go back to heaven. And we're going to, I don't know how we're coming in some way for a 1,000-year period, but in that time, there's going to be wonderful things happening. And some of you are going to be kings and priests if you live where you should be. You'll be a king and priest. You'll live on 1,000 years. You'll be a king, a priest for God. And God will help you walk in His holiness, in His leadership. That's available. That's coming up soon. You need to be ready. You need to be ready. Folks, listen. God's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Be ready. Seek Him in the right way. We thank You for this day, Father. We pray that You'll bless Your people. Lord, I hope that all the people will hear this. I hope all over the world they'll hear this message. Because I know it's to the heart. The heart is wicked. It needs to be changed. It needs to be cleansed. It needs to be whole. That our hearts are pure before the Lord. That we have a clean heart before God. We'll be saved under the power of Jesus. We'll walk in His holiness, being filled and thrilled with the Holy Spirit. Because You are the temple also of the Holy Ghost. Whether you want to receive it or not, you are the witness of God's Holy Spirit. God wants to empower you with the Spirit of God upon you and make your life real for His service. We praise You. We thank You this day for all You've done. We pray that You bless Your people. We pray that You'll have a happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful day. We love You this day. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Glory, be healed, be revived, be risen in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Lord, I praise You this day. I thank You this day. Lord, we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All you deadheads, wake up. All you deadheads, wake up. Get a rock. Get on fire. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.